Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Macabre Reed, the personal style consultant with a holistic approach. I'm here to help you be the best version of yourself while creating a smoother and easier dressing experience so that you can utilize your personal appearance for better opportunities. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content of what's your mean, the dressing experience, afterthoughts, speaking engagements, and more. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. All right, hey girls and guys, I see y'all listening in my analytics. So on this episode, we will be getting into the dressing experience. This one's going to be a unique one because the dressing experience is usually supposed to be visual and audio. But this one, one of my assistants thought it would be cool to put this in the pile of the dressing experience based on what she said in her voice notes. I haven't listened to it yet, but I was told by E. Y'all say hey to E. That I'm going to be excited. So if I hear that I'm going to be excited, it's usually because they are struggling with colors or accessories or both. And I am so good and so confident when it comes to the topic of just colors, colors or fashion accessories. As long as a person is interested in partaking in those things, I'm very good at just strategizing and easing it into their life so that they don't feel so overwhelmed and they just find their way in the color or fashion era of fashion. So let's get into this audio, this voice note that I have received. I'm loving this. I just want to advise, I am very careful about giving broad-based guidance because my approach is holistic and specific to the individual, so they can get to the root of the problem and not mask it with the get fly quick scheme or follow the fashion, aka what the masses have been feeding you.
Every morning getting dressed can be a bit of a challenge. The struggle begins with deciding what to wear. Sometimes it feels like my closet is a puzzle and finding the right pieces to fit the day's vibe is tricky. The battle between comfort and style often leaves me pondering and I find myself questioning my fashion choices. Then comes the issue of matching. Trying to coordinate colors and patterns in a way that doesn't look like a fashion disaster. It's a delicate balancing act. And on some days, it feels like I am walking a tightrope between looking put together and avoiding a clash of colors. And don't even get me started on accessories. Choosing the right ones to complement the outfit adds another layer of complexity. Should I go for a statement necklace or keep it simple with earrings? The decisions seem endless and it's a struggle to strike the perfect accessory balance. However, despite these daily dressing dilemmas, there's a certain satisfaction in conquering the morning wardrobe challenge. Each outfit is a personal expression. A small piece of self-expression worn throughout the day. So while the routine may be a bit troublesome, it's also an opportunity to showcase my style and creativity to the world.
All right, so we just listened to the voice notes. Hey girl, welcome to the Dressing Experience powered by the Me Notes podcast, and well, not TV this time because you're not visual, but thanks for tuning in and also just, you know, sharing your insights and just letting the world know. That is definitely my goal. Side note, because I could just kind of just go on. I'm in a very, very good mood. But that is my goal. I would like to continue on building on having more of, you know, conversation pieces with everyday people talking about their appearance, you know, their wardrobe struggles, the morning routine, the self-satisfaction, the confidence regarding their personal appearance, because we are definitely in an age of just being, you know, the camera is in our hands. The camera is at the palm of our hands, and we can be viral for any and every little thing, no matter what the age, how old, what color, what career you're in, anything. So I think it plays a big part in just society. And I don't just talk about wardrobe. I feel like personal appearance includes your skin, your hair, your posture, your self-esteem, because that just brings a different energy when it comes to clothes. I am just very big into that, and I pour that into my business. I'm pretty much being paid for being me. Like, I am so in love with getting ready in the morning. That is me. I don't like getting up out of my bed, but when I'm up and I'm putting my little potions on my face and looking for what I'm gonna wear, I'm building up my day. Like I'm getting pumped. Like I'm internally getting pumped. So, but girl, you have come to the right place, because as I stated before, I love colors, patterns, and fashion accessories. I have been specifically hired to just style for a liquor campaign and just style specifically the accessories, because I just have a skill and just an eye for accessories and love just collaborating with any and every culture, any new emerging brand. I'm always just looking and scouting, and just whatever just catches my eye, I write it down, or I have, you know, my people write it down and they give it to me. So I have eyes and ears any and everywhere. But back to you, the common statement that everyone says, what to wear, what am I gonna wear? Girl, this is the reason why the dressing experience was birthed, because that was just such a common thing, even post pandemic, with a lot of people's lives have shifted. But let's talk about you. So I've heard a lot. It wasn't a lot, but within so much of the 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes, building confidence with colors, patterns, prints, and fashion accessories. I cannot see you. I have not seen you. So we're just basing this information very broadly in general and just giving you some questions to ask yourself and figure out, as well as the listeners to kind of just take notes so that you can, you know, learn from her, or you can add value to whatever you got going on. This information can also go to you if you want to change the way you've been doing things and you want something new. So dressing in color, I want to start with that. Dressing in color, patterns, and print. I ideally start out with colors when it's someone who is just venturing into colors. I say this because it's not so overwhelming, and color blocking is always an easy cheat code for you to just kind of just, okay, this is easy. It's like 1, 2, 3. And once you build that confidence up for that, which will be very quickly because you're doing this, you have to get dressed every single day, you can move on to monochrome. That's still another way of color blocking, but you know, I want you to build the confidence of wearing colors. When you are dressing in colors, I'm gonna give you guys this fun fact. Dressing in color can be fulfilling if done right. It not only looks good externally, but internally, this is a mood boosting thing for your brain. When you wear colors, it signals the dopamine in your brain, which releases a rush of feel-good neurotransmitters, also known as the happy hormone. And if you guys are familiar with the phenomenon, the dopamine dressing, this is what it means. Just wearing colors, just wearing vibrant colors instead of just wearing black or navy or just all the mute colors. So back to you. Starting out with colors, just solid colors, no pattern, just solid colors, and then ease into monochrome is another great way to make it seem as if you're trendy, you're so hip, you look mature. That is another easy way. It's very easy to do the monochrome. A lot of people kind of just gravitate to that more easily. It's so easy to, you know, get like a light pink up top and then a darker pink at the bottom, or get a light blue at the top and then a darker blue, the navy blue at the bottom. It's very, very easy to do that. And then once they start seeing that, they start feeling themselves and they've been getting compliments, they've been getting stares, then you can throw in the accessories. That's another easy cheat code for you to ease in the accessories when you do monochrome, because you're trying to just make things a lot easier. You sound like a mature woman. So I'm just, again, this is general information. I have not seen her. I've just listened to the voice note. So with you, I'm just going to assume that you are an older woman. I'm not sure how much responsibilities you have. Like, I ask all these questions because I want to incorporate this so that you can have an easier and smoother dressing experience. It's so easy when you are dressing monochrome or just color blocking with solid colors to just add on that statement necklace like you mentioned. I mean, if there's a day where you want to have your hair all down, maybe you just got it curled, or maybe you just blown it out, or maybe you just want to wear it kind of just messy and you have a monochromatic look with a gorgeous statement necklace and your hair is down and you want to wear an accessory, but your hair is down. So it's probably not best to wear earrings, and wearing a necklace would be your best bet. Or possibly you want to wear earrings and a statement shoe or a statement handbag. That is a very cheat. That's a very easy cheat code for you to do when it comes to getting dressed. So I want to see if you guys are doing any of this. This is a lot of people are doing it, but it's definitely a cheat code of doing that. When it comes to print and patterns, now this, it can be very, very tricky. I'm not sure what your background is, but when it comes to print and fabric, patterns and prints, it just all depends with the pattern. I like to make sure the weight of the fabrics are balanced. When it comes to patterns and prints, that is something that is best when I'm in front of you, because I'm not sure how you grasp on information. But one way I would say, since this is an audio experience, is pick a color on the top. If the top has a certain type of print, look at the colors of the top. Now, when you get to the bottom, pick one of those colors. I ideally would tell you, I'm not sure how advanced you are or how much you are in the beginner, I would ideally tell you to pick a color that you see a lot of. So if the base of the shirt is like a magenta or a hot pink or a yellow, and there are flowers where there's white, yellow, green, and there's orange, and whatever colors else is on there, I would ask you, what do you see a lot of? Is there a lot of green? Is there a lot of navy? Is there a lot of brown? Is there a lot of white? I would ask you, what do you see a lot of? If we were on a FaceTime call and you are my client, hey girl, Makara, I saw this beautiful shirt and I'm overseas and I could not, I can't leave without it, but I want your opinion, which happens all the time if you're my client. And they would ask me what looks best. You know, I don't have an eye for this. And this is why I stated I can't really, you know, explain it. But if you were there and I would ask, you know, what do you see a lot of? And if you see a lot of navy blue, then I would tell you, you know, then wear a navy blue skirt or pants at the bottom. But if you wanna step out and show out and be a little advanced, you can pick another color from there, but you would need to eye it. You would need to put on that other color on the bottom. That is the easiest way that I can explain it during this audio experience. But as someone who works with color very, very often, I don't know. I could just kind of see. Sometimes I do get stuff wrong with myself, but it's just something that, I don't know, I have been looking at colors, putting clothes together. I've even, you know, assisted a couple of interior designers in putting stuff together or paints. And it just comes to me. It just comes to me. It's not a way for me to explain. So the next thing, we talked about the fashion accessories. When it comes to fashion accessories, just, I like to, you know, sit down with my client and let them, you know, share with me what their mission is with fashion accessory. Is this going to be a everyday type of thing? You know, I'm an everyday type of fashion accessory. So every day is gaudy costume accessories. This is a part of my personal style. Is it going to be, you know, dainty sentimental pieces? These are like the very small pendant necklaces, studs, and then occasionally you put on costume jewelry. Or are you, yeah, like what's going to be your consistency? Because accessories, no matter how much weight you lose or gain, fashion accessories are always going to fit you. So that is one question I would ask when it comes to fashion accessories. What is going to be your mission on wearing these fashion accessories? The next thing is finding what is your staple when it comes to, what is your go-to? I mean, when it comes to your fashion accessory, go-to meaning what is going to be your hands-down item that you are going to wear? My number one staple is earrings. Earrings. For me, because I have no hair, so I don't like to leave like a bare space between my neck. I'm not a big necklace girl. I'll wear it sometimes, or I'll just wear, you know, my sentimental piece. It's just a simple, well, it's not simple, but it's like interesting type of gold chain my mother bought me a while ago. But for the most part, I don't have hair. So it's like a filler for me since I don't have hair. For you, it may be a watch. It may be a bracelet. What will be your staple piece? It may be some, for some women, it's brooches. For some other women, it's, you know, hairpins. It just all depends on your style, what you have in your closet, what you're comfortable with, and everything else. Now, what else did I hear? Self-satisfaction, which I love. I love to hear that you are inquiring about self-satisfaction, because a lot of women that I come across, they don't initially have that when they come to me. And it's good to hear that. That you are seeking a fulfillment within yourself. A lot of people think fashion is for other people, or it's like they're chasing something, but they don't know what it is. So they just spend, they shop aimlessly. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that's just kind of just yelling at themselves, what to wear? Where's that damn shirt? all of the jazz, and it all starts with you. It all starts with you just finding the confidence, finding what works for you and what lifestyle that you have, and aligning that fashion, your everyday fashion, with what's going on with you. So it's great to hear that you want fulfillment for within yourself, so that you could just have an ease in your closet. And with you having that, I already know that you are going to definitely, you would definitely be at ease as a client, because you're the type of people that wants to do better based on what's going on with them, and know how to take accountability and self-actualize as well, because that is also a part of, you know, strategizing for what works for you. It's not all about, here, put this on, this looks good, or this is the latest trend. I am in the business of fashion, where I'm helping you strategize and organize your everyday fashion. I mean, I've only listened to you for 2 minutes, and I'm just pulling things based off of, you know, the experiences I've had with my clients, with myself even. And if I had you in front of me, we would be able to just dive in a lot more as far as, you know, knowing what age range you're in. Because like I said before, I'm not sure how old you are, or what, you know, what age range you're in, but you could have a lot of responsibility, or maybe you don't. Maybe you have kids, maybe you don't. Like, I don't know how hectic your mornings are, but I would have you do my calendar activity assignment, where I would need to see what your schedule is like, so that we can see what is compatible with your lifestyle, what is suitable for your day. Do you need to be able to have loose clothes so that you could be ripping and running with your kids? Or do you need to have, you know, cutesy type of clothes because you're sitting a lot of times? Maybe you're doing office work. I don't know what your lifestyle is. So knowing what you do on a day-to-day basis is way more important than the, you know, the trendy, you know, special occasion type of days, where those are just happening once a quarter or twice a year or however many days. I mean, I could get into that too. Don't get it twisted. The creativity feeds my soul. But when it comes to your everyday fashion, which is what I have repivoted my company to, it's a lot more strategy. I want to make sure that things are combed through and just are very harmonious with what's going on with your lifestyle, whatever achievement, and whatever frustrations that you are having every single morning, so that you can stop saying, what am I going to wear? Oh, I can't find that pants. Yes, all of that. I hear all the time, girl. I hear it all the time. So I hope you found this very, very helpful. Again, this information is very general, and I have not seen you, so there's but so much that I can say, because I'm in the business of fashion, which is a visual based solution. All right. Again, if you guys want to submit in your voice note asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of five or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear because it keeps just my creative hearts flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes, or you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling, because it kind of just gets me in my creative zone when it comes to private clients. You know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too. But the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to www.miien.co/services with an S at the end, and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in furthering that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.